I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, there's nothing more wholesome or enjoyable than taking kids fishing. And with school out, now is the time to get out there and wet a line with a youngster. We'll talk a little more about that coming up right after this. The school year is winding down across West Virginia, so children are about to have a whole lot of time on their hands, and my experience has been that there's no better way to fill vacant time in a child's life, or anybody's life for that matter, than to go fishing. Mark Scott is the DNR's fisheries biologist out of Beckley, and he tends to agree with that.
I think it's really important. My earliest memories, fishing with my dad under a bridge, I was 3 years old, and I was chucking rocks, and he just let me have fun. That's the biggest key when you take a kid fishing. This is the trip for them. It's not for you to catch fish. So make it fun. If they want to throw rocks, let them throw rocks. If we want to catch crawdads, let them catch crawdads. You know, whatever they want to do. I mean, let them have a good time, and they'll catch some fish. And you know, put them a mealworm or something on a bobber so they can watch the bobber. And that's the ideal thing for kids because they like to see that bobber. That gives them something they can clue in on.
Now, for the first few trips, take a youngster to an area that's going to be quickly productive.
You want to go somewhere where there's lots of bluegills on the beds. You know, most of our state impoundments in these state parks have lots of sunfish, so you just ease along the bank, and you can typically see them on the beds, little round indentations on the bottom. You'll see the males guarding the nest. It's easy to catch. As they get older, I've taken a lot of kids carp fishing because that's a fairly easy way to catch a big fish for a kid, but that's after they have some patience and can sit for a while.
Now, it only takes a fishing trip or two before a kid is completely hooked, and the beauty is it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg like some other forms of youthful entertainment.
Yeah, you can get a rod and reel for a kid for probably $10. And if they're 14 and under, they don't have to have a license either. So, yeah, it's not an expensive hobby.
The fish are biting now. Why not make plans this weekend and head out to your nearest water to wet a line?
You got little kids. Now's the time to take them out. You know, the bluegills are on the beds most places. And yeah, it's a good time to be out. It's warm now, and water levels are halfway decent. So, yeah, it's optimal time to go.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports. We'll be right back.